A blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good day, listeners. It is a privilege to be able to share with you a message from the Word of the Lord. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkey, St. Michael. And we trust today, as we listen to the Word of God, that you would be challenged by it, you would be warned, and it would help to set you on the right path of serving the Lord, especially if you profess to be a Christian. We are in the book of James, and we're looking at some warnings and exhortations in view of our behavior towards each other as believers. We have been challenged as to be patient to the coming of the Lord in relationship to the hardships that we might endure, particularly as it relates to those who would unfear us, where injustices are carried out against us. And we have been exhorted to be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Then he tells us, be also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And every day that we live is a day closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus. We know that there are many questions by people and scorning, telling us how long we've been saying that Jesus is coming, and yet he is not yet come. Well, he is coming. We do not know the hour that he's coming, so we will have to say that his coming draweth nigh. And we do not know exactly when. Therefore, we need to be ready. We need to have patience and endure until we receive the blessings from above, when our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, comes with that blessed hope that we might see him and be like him and be with him. Until then, though, we are challenged here and warned in verse 9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest he be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. A warning and an exhortation in view of our behavior to each other. The first warning is concerning grudging one against another. The word grudge means not to come up against another. Grudge not to complain or to groan with a critical feeling. Hence, not to complain against one another, that is, not to seek in a revengeful manner to bring accusations against your brother, even though they be true. Not to groan against one another, that is, not to seek in an envious manner. The first one, grudge, means not to seek in a revengeful manner. The second one, groan, means not to seek in an envious manner, to say things to or about your brother, even though they be true. Now listen what we said. Even though they be true, the Christian towards a fellow Christian should not seek in a revengeful manner to bring accusations or in an envious manner. If there are accusations, then it must be done in a spirit of love and of kindness, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and according to the principles of God's Word. But today, in churches, there are so many divisions among each other and to each other. And people seek revenge against each other and are very envious of each other and say things about each other. And that's the one place in the world where in which we live that there should be harmony and peace and understanding and love and kindness and compassion and mercy is in the church. But how often in so many churches we see churches splitting, and we see one church forming from another, and then when that split, there's a quarrel again, and then there's another split, and so on. And so many churches have been started that way. Usually, churches that have been started by splits because of quarreling with each other, grudging one another, and complaining against each other in a revengeful manner and in an envious manner, that church that splits from one church usually has another split because they carry the spirit of anger and revenge and envy with them in the church that they have started. And so there's another split come out of that. And that's not how it ought to be, dear brethren. To say things about your brother, even though they are true, be careful how you say it. Be careful how you bring that accusation. The Bible tells us in the mouth of one or two or three witnesses. The Bible tells us if your brother have sinned against you, you go to your brother and talk to your brother. And if your brother will not hear you, then you take two or three witnesses with you to talk to your brother. If your brother does not listen to you, then you take him to the church. There's a process that you must follow, and that process must be done in the spirit of love and kindness and compassion, seeking reconciliation, not in a to get a revenge against a person to prove you are right and they're wrong, but to bring reconciliation between you and your brother. And that's what the Bible speaks about ye that think that you're spiritual, try to help your brother and restore your brother in the spirit of love, taking heed lest when you think you stand, you fall. In other words, don't retaliate against your brother, for it is seldom without revenge or envy. Bear the afflictions patiently that were brought on you by your brother, for God shall vindicate you one day if you do it in the spirit of love. Now, if you do it in the spirit of envy and revenge, then you too shall come under the judgment of God. But if you do it in the spirit of love and kindness, now you might win your brother. And if you don't win your brother and you still do it in the spirit of love and kindness, then God is going to take care of your brother. And God will vindicate you one day. And so the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, God tells us that don't seek revenge, that God is the God that will do that. And vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. And God is the only one that can repay in the right attitude, in the right manner, in a fair manner. When we seek to take vengeance, we usually every time do it in a very carnal manner, in a very unfair manner, in a very selfish manner. And so leave it to the Lord and help your brother to come out from the fault and in the sin that you think he is in the accusation you're bringing against him. It is bad when the unsaved people, when those who say they're not Christians, do and say those things against us Christians. But worse and far more evil when Christians do so against Christians. It is a pity, but how oft we vent our feelings, and like Paul says in Galatians 5:15, you bite and devour one another. Thomas Manton, in one of his observations on this verse in his exposition of the Epistle of James, writes, it is sad when we dispute one against another, and tongue is aimed against tongue, and pen against pen. But it is sadder when we groan one against another, and prayer is set against prayer, and appeal is set against appeal. Then we act like wolves and not lambs. We are like wolves in sheep clothing when we act that way. James then gives a reason why we should not grudge once against another, lest he be condemned. The word condemned there, lest he be condemned, means lest he be judged or punished. Hence, the statement implies that mutual groaning and complaints and grudges between Christians are usually a forerunner of judgment. Such behavior and attitudes are likened to the unsaved person, to the ungodly person. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. The judge is God, who is the only lawgiver and just and true as a judge, who judges righteously and impartially. Notice that this statement implies the readiness of judgment on sin. He standeth at the door. The sureness of judgment on sin. He standeth. That is, he standeth there ready. The suddenness of judgment on sin. He standeth at the door. He's ready to come to judge. That if we are ready to sin, God is ready to judge. That God is always ready to judge sin, especially that which is committed against the brethren. It also indicates that God hates sin, especially among the brethren, when he so tells us, "Love ye one another, for by this men shall know that ye are my disciples. If ye love me, you will keep my commandments. Behold, the judge standeth at the door. Let us be true towards our brethren, and not fight against our brethren. Ask God for grace. Ask God for strength to help you to do the right thing when your brother sin against you, and to keep the harmony and the peace and the love in the church of the living God." James, in his desire to get the Christians to endure their afflictions rather than groan and grudge and complain, brings two examples of the people who endured patiently under very difficult and adverse sufferings and afflictions. He talks about Job and Elijah. We will bring this message and more about this particular aspect next time, Lord willing. But as we think of what has been said this morning, how is it with you in your church? What type of Christian are you in the church that you attend? Are you a complainer? Are you one who's seeking revenge? Are you one that's envious against your brother? Are you one that, instead of bringing peace and harmony and love and compassion in the church, that you are bringing problems, that there is dissent, that you're causing the Spirit of God to be quenched, that you are bringing among the brethren a spirit of disunity in the church that you're in? It's just really amazing that sometimes in very small churches, just a handful of members, there's still people who are like that. And the church is divided into two, even though they're just a small amount of people. The Bible tells us that Christians are to be different to the people of this world, and especially in the house of the Lord. Will you today seek in your heart, if you are one who is given problems in the church and you're not handling your situation correctly in love and compassion and mercy, would you not ask God to forgive you today and give you the spirit of love and wisdom to act correctly towards your brethren? Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for those believers who are having problems in the church, Lord God, and they are reacting in the wrong way. Instead of the spirit of love and kindness and compassion and mercy, they are groaning against their brethren. They are complaining. They are grudging their brethren and bringing problems in the church. Oh God, awaken them to this in their life so that they might repent, and you will forgive them rather than judge them. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear listeners, if you need help concerning this matter, or you are having some problems with your brethren in the church and you need help, why not call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your needs so we can send you some literature. But best of all, why not come visit us at one of our churches where we can take God's word and help you with this problem? Why not visit us at the Grace Bible Church in Wellhouse in Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River Deacons Road, where services begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. That is 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Or there's a Grace Bible Church in Paddock Road, Dalkeith, St. Michael, where services begin at 8:30 every Sunday morning. There's a Sunday school after every one of our morning worship services, and there's a class for every age. We would like to invite you and your family to come and visit us. Then there are services every Sunday night at 7:15 at each of our churches. Then there's the Berean Bible Baptist Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter, where services begin at 11 o'clock Sunday mornings and at 6:30 on the Sunday evenings. We're looking forward to seeing you. Until then, we trust you would have a good day. And